Okay, so a lot of you are on your way to Stagecoach. Some of you have already checked in because we're right in the middle of it.
It's a vacation weekend
here, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of houses driving up there through the windmills and all that stuff. So if you got your brain thinking about whether or not you can buy one of those puppies, then text the word mom right now to 474747 and get in the mom club and think about it for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rosie, like I said, she is back at the office.
Hey, what's
right
up,
now.
Rosie? Yeah. Oh, man. I'm sure she's sweating right now, all these phone calls coming in.
Yeah, but she's back at the office right now, and she's taking phone calls, and she'll get you on my calendar to speak with me next week. So, like Barry said, I mean, if you've thought about buying an RV and you're not quite sure how you're going to do that.
An RV or a home, anything.
Or a home, you know? Anything. Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. But, you know, there's all kinds of ways to do that. You could take an RV loan. You could take an equity line of credit from your home. You could actually just pull out some cash from your home. There's lots of ways to buy that RV. So if you're out here at Stagecoach and you're seeing all of these massive buses and you've been thinking, gosh, how would I get one of those? Call Rosie right now. Get on my calendar. Let's talk about how you could maybe get some cash out of your property. But, you know, speaking of the RVs, mm-hmm, this is actually mm-hmm. kind of fun. So
I was shocked to hear this story. So go ahead and tell the people.
Well, okay. So first of all, I think just about everybody that...
Let's get Moober in on this, by the way.
So I think just about everybody that has talked with me, and again, this is a pre-recorded show. Obviously, we're here at Stagecoach right now, and, you know, we had to do this in advance. But everybody that has talked to me has absolutely died laughing because I am out here at Stagecoach with Heidi, my assistant, and with Manny and also Manny's girlfriend. So it's the four of us and we are camping. We're out here camping at, you know, Stagecoach. And they said, well, who's driving the RV? And I said, I am. And they said, you're driving the RV? And I said, yeah. So Manny actually was telling his girlfriend's mom. So why don't you give the story, Manny?
So I was telling her how we're going to Stagecoach and that we're RVing there. And she was like, well, are you guys all going to fit in there? And I was like, yeah, it's a pretty big RV. And she's like, oh, how big? And I was like, it's 40 feet. And she goes, 40 feet? And I was like, yeah, 40 feet. And she goes, who's driving it? Your stepdad? And I'm like, no, my mom is. And she goes, your mom's a champ.
I'm a champion, huh?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's quite funny. We have, I used to own an RV in the past. I don't own one right now. And I wish that I did. So I need to probably get back on that bandwagon. But it's just, you know, life happens and you get busy and you don't use it as much as you wish you did. When Manny was little and Mikey was little, we actually used the RV all the time. And it was well worth every single dollar. But as we've gotten busier, they got into baseball, travel ball, lacrosse. You know, it just wasn't something that we were able to take advantage of. So now we're kind of getting back to that point. He's about ready to graduate high school. Mikey is, you know, almost 15. He's going to be in high school next year. And, you know, Zeke is only 3. So we're kind of at a point now where I'm about ready to start exploring this RV thing. But you still want to do it. It's still fun.
Your sister Missy's ears just perked up.
They did. I know. She's listening. She's going, oh, cool. I'm going to have a caravan. I'm going to have somebody else with the RV. You know, it's something that we do still really enjoy doing. So, you know, once a year, once every couple of years, we will rent an RV and, you know, we'll go somewhere. So we took a trip. I was actually pregnant with Zeke. And so this was about 3.5, 4 years ago. Probably 3.5, let's call it, years ago. And so we took a trip. We went to, we went way north up to, I think it was June Lake, I think. Lake Amador, something like that. I can't remember what the name of it was. So we went all the way north, you know, coming from LA. And then we then backtracked and we went all the way up to Tahoe and then all the way back home again. So we rented a 40-foot, you know, diesel pusher. And my husband, has never driven an RV before. He, you know, when I owned my RV, it was with Manny's dad, with my ex-husband. And so, you know, we had taken trips, you know, cross country. We had gone all the way to Illinois and back and we would take turns driving. And I got, you know, a good amount of experience driving an RV. So, you know, for me, it was very comfortable. Nothing out of the ordinary. For Shane, oh my goodness, he was so nervous. It was like white knuckling the the steering wheel. You know, people were getting close. The wind kicks in. That bus moves all over the place. And he was just absolutely so nervous that I ended up telling him, pull over. pull over, get out of the seat. And I just took over. So pregnant and all, I drove all the way there, all the way up to Tahoe. And so, you know, Heidi said, you know, we're going to Stagecoach. I said, yeah. She says, you know, okay, well, who's driving? I said, I'm driving. And she goes, yeah, all right, cool. The first time we went to Stagecoach, I actually, same thing. We rented an RV and I took her out there and I drove and everything. So it's a good time, but people do laugh all of the time. I'm 4'11". I'm very, very short. I'm tiny. I'm a woman. Most women do not feel comfortable getting behind the wheel of that big old bus. There's a lot of us out there that do. And congratulations, ladies. I've got, you know, huge...
respect.
Yes, respect. Thank you. I was looking for the word. I have huge respect for you. And, it's something that it just goes to show you that you can do anything that you want to do. You guys want to buy a house, you can buy a house. You guys want to drive an RV, you can drive an RV. You want to get a certain license or a degree to better, you know, your income or your education, you can do it. You want to save money for a down payment, you can do it. There is nothing that you can't do. And I know that, you know, that doesn't, you know, driving an RV might not seem like that's that big of a feat, but there are a lot of people that are very scared to get behind the wheel of a big giant bus.
So Manny, what do you think about all this, huh?
I just think it's hilarious that she's driving the 40 footer because one time she came to pick me up in at school one time in her old Chevy truck. And all I'm seeing is my little mom, just her little head out, just past the steering wheel. I'm like, who is that? And then I'm like, oh, it's my mom. And I'm like, can you even see over the steering wheel? And she's like, oh, yeah, I can see perfectly fine. Oh, man, just wait for the RV.
He was dying. I went to pick him up in the parking lot of his high school. And I did. I used to drive a big Chevy Silverado. And, I go rolling in there and there's the speed bumps and everything. And he got in the car and he was just laughing hysterically. And I said, what are you laughing about? And he said, all I could see was your little tiny head bobbing all over the place when you went over the speed bump. So, you know what? It doesn't matter how tiny you are. You know, you can do anything you want to do. And, you know, that's the bottom line of that story. But we're out here at Stagecoach. I drove us out, me and Heidi, Moober and his
girl. You can throw the Mortgage Mom a high five today at 2 o'clock.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, I hooked us up. It's, you know, we're in the RV parking, hookups. And if you guys want to try to find us, you know, go on a adventure, you know, coming out and try to see if you can find us.
Do you have like a flag? What, can you put something up? I mean, this is like 2 weeks ago that we recorded this.
I know. So I was actually looking at the rules on the Stagecoach app. You know, I was looking at the RV rules and you're not even allowed to put up any kind of signage of any sort. You can't even bring an easy up that has a logo or the name of anything. So if you guys want to get adventurous and you want to go out there, you guys have seen my picture 100 times. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. You know what I look like. Get on out there. Start walking the rows of RVs in the...
Just put one of these Go Country stickers on your thing. Can you do that?
I can't.
Oh my gosh.
I know. They're
you're totally stealth mode.
They're super strict out here. But, I will give you a little tip. I am in the 50 amp RV area. So I don't think that there are that many rows of those. I'm pretty sure that if you guys start walking it, you can find me. But here we are. We're at Stagecoach and we're having a great time. It's Saturday morning. Rosie's at the office. If you guys do want to talk to me about mortgage, loans, advice of any kind, you guys are welcome to call and she will get you on my calendar for next week. I will not call you back today. And anybody that did not come out to Stagecoach, you know, first of all, I'm sorry because I wish that you guys were here too. This is just a great weekend. But if you do need my help, please understand that I am out of town. Mom is relaxing this week.
Yeah, we all know. I mean, just go outside and smell the fresh air and go, gosh, I wish I owned this house I'm sitting in right now.
That's right. And download my phone app. Mm-hmm. It'll give you all kinds of information. But Rosie'd be happy to get you on my calendar and I'd be happy to talk to you when we return. Mortgage Mom Radio here with a news alert. Did you guys hear all about the Federal Reserve? They came out and they said they're not going to raise interest rates. Well, that is fantastic news. And do you know what it did for us in the mortgage industry? Well, we saw a nice little dip in interest rates. If you've thought about refinancing, now could be a great time to lock in a lower rate. If you've looked into it in the past, maybe even a year ago, interest rates are lower today. We hit a low that we haven't been at for well over a year. Give me a call. Let's talk about it. You can reach me at my office at 844-935-3634. Or hey, text the word mom to 474747. I'd be happy to answer your questions there. Maybe it's also a great time to get rid of that mortgage insurance that you have on your current loan. And you know what? Maybe you've got some more equity than you did the last time that you looked into a refinance. Either way, it's a great time to get in touch with me. So call me right now, 844-935-3634.